And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Fortville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt of papanewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Forestville, California, and ConjureMan of ConjureManConsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, John St. Germain of johnstgermain.com in Knoxville, Tennessee, bringing us today's topic on silent secrets for troubling clients. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work, as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and connect to the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to our clients in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood and ContraMan.
Hi, this is Kat, and I am here. Thank you, Papa Newt.
You're welcome.
We have a very complicated and interesting show for you today, but first, I'm going to give you a little bit of updates on some things that are going on around here with Lucky Mojo. For some reason, all of the book sales that sort of were fading away the last few months have come back in force. Everyone is buying books.
Yay.
That's one of the news from the shop. We also have some winners I want to announce. The last week's Hoodoo Psychics Magic Monday winners. This is a winner who simply puts a comment in at Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page or Instagram page and is selected and gets a 15-minute free reading from anyone at Hoodoo Psychics. So if you're not a person who signs up for this, you ought to be. Last week's Hoodoo Psychics contest winner was Alma Aguirre Perez, or Perez, depending on the origin of that name. Hi, congratulations, Alma, and I'm sure that Deacon Millett will contact you and get you your free reading set up. Also, last Friday, we had Facebook Friday's contest winners. This was a lucky number special, and it included books about lucky numbers. And these were the books that were included in the pile, the prize. The Secret of Numbers Revealed by Godfrey Spencer, Catherine Ironwood, and Dr. Roy Page Walton, which tells you several different systems of numerology and also how to get lucky numbers. Professor Hits, Rundowns, and Workouts by Professor Easy Hits, which is a very classic 1930s gambling number book and tells you how to predict lucky numbers based on the winners of previous lotteries. The Pick'em Dream Book by Roger Rabo, one of the best dream books ever, one of the most idiosyncratic and strange dream books ever that gives meaning for dreams, and I recommend everyone have a copy of that book, The Pick'em. It's still in print, and it goes way back to the 1940s. The HP Dream Book by Professor Uriah Kanji, and this is an even older dream book, still in print. As you can tell from his name, Uriah Kanji was associating himself with conjure. His name was not Uriah Kanji. He was Herbert Paris, which is why it's the HP Dream Book. And the Kansas City Dream Book by Kansas City Kitty, an unknown author, never been found out who that person was. All that we know about this person is that he was African-American and an amateur cartoonist, and he illustrated the Kansas City Kitty Dream Book, again, a very old dream book, and one that I love and has something to do with the reprint. So that's the winners, and there are two of them. Each of them got that complete package, two complete packages. One of them is to Monique Mojo Joyner Sidlock, not related to you, Mr. Papa Newt, right? It's the same name, but spelled differently.
That's what I noticed too, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the other winner, Wolf Higgins. So congratulations, Miss Joyner Sidlock and Wolf Higgins. All right. We've messaged everybody from our Facebook page, advised them that they've won, and they will be sent their free books as soon as they get in contact with us. Congratulations to the winners, and we will have more contests again next week because that's what we do.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. So let me bring on my co-host, Conjurman. How are you doing, Conjurman?
Hello, hello. Doing quite well. Busy, busy week as usual, but otherwise quite good. I've been trying. I actually read your bibliography for people who don't know. This is a Dowsing bibliography that Miss Cat wrote. And I knew it was thorough, but I didn't realize how thorough it was. I should have known better. And having known you for so many years, that you would never settle for anything less than being thorough. If you haven't seen this, you really have to. This might be the definitive pendulum bibliography ever written. I don't think anything comes remotely close to it. And even I was going through, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I need to get this book and I need to get this book. And these books on here that I hadn't seen or heard of from ages. And I'm like, oh no, yeah, these definitely have to be picked up. So if you're interested in Dowsing, this is the bibliography you've got to be reading.
Thank you. Thank you, Conjurman. Just want to make a little note. There is a version online that dates back from 2010 mm-hmm. and then 2020. The version that Conjurman saw is the Patreon advanced preview version, yes. which is
from March 25th, right? Or December 25th.
Well, I think I did it on two different weeks.
Gotcha.
And it is hugely bigger, and I have promised that I will come back. This will go public in 1 year. Then I'll put out another edition for my patrons, and we'll just always keep one ahead. But if you are interested in dowsing and pendulums and dowsing with sticks, even the version that from 2020 is big.
Yes. It's amazing. This the new one is, I mean, they're all big, but the new one is so thorough.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at books that people have probably never even heard of, but are so crucial, especially because dowsing is such an important part of conjure, hoodoo, Appalachian folk magic. And it is also one of those divinations that, you know, disappeared for a little bit, but it's making mm-hmm. a comeback. We were talking about this, that it is mm-hmm. making a comeback, and people are picking it up again, and people are very interested. And if you want to pick it up, this is where you start.
Well, thank you very much. This is a lot of the older books. Don't get scared and think you're going to have to pay hundreds of dollars for them. A lot of the older books have been scanned and are available online as PDFs. Not all of them. And some of the rarer books, which are actually some of the better books, you might have to go to Ape Books or to an antiquarian book dealer to find. But it's worth it. They're really great. And I am also, now that you got me saying all of this, if anyone is interested in dowsing, I happened to have bought the library of a deceased dowser who was also a well-known mm. Hollywood actress. And her name was Faith Marlowe, but she was also a dowser as Faye Houston. And she, which is not spelled the usual way, it's H-U-E-S-T-O-N. So as Faye Marlowe, she was an actress. As Faye Houston, she was a dowser. And I bought her library, but that meant that I ended up with duplicate copies of the American Society of Dowsers, Dowsers Quarterly Digest. And I would like to find a good home for them, not for free. I'd like to sell them for a few bucks. These usually are found on eBay for $12 each, and I'd sell them for $5 each if someone pays the shipping. It's a bunch of them. But just to let you know, all you dowsers out there, contact me, maybe at the Lucky Mojo Forum. Okay, that was it for me. Now let's bring on our guest, and that mm-hmm. is Dr. John St. Germain, a dowser himself.
Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. My grandfather, among other things, on my mother's side, that would be John Taylor, whom I'm named after, by the way, was a water witch. He helped people find wells, and he could also find metal, not precious metal, unfortunately, where I'd be rich, but pipes. And he helped the local utility company find pipes. And I do dowels. I do have a set of dowsing rods that I made myself, copper wire and brass handles, per the standard and traditional custom So I do. I also use pendulums and such things. I don't do it regularly. I guess I should do it more. But I've got a chamber pendulum too, which oddly enough, not many people know about. Isn't that curious?
Yeah.
Yeah, chamber pendulum is the thing that's hollow. You unscrew it.
Not too many people use them. In older dowsing, they are sometimes called chamber pendulums, or they're called witness pendulums or sample pendulums.
Yeah.
And you can put in a sample of what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. For instance, they're called a witness pendulum. For instance, if some person is lost and you put in a piece of their clothing or hair, they're called a sample pendulum if you're dowsing for oil and you put in some crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, if someone is using the pendulum, they can put in a fingernail or a hair.
And, mm-hmm.
Or yeah. If find out something about someone else and they have a personal concern, they can put it in the chamber. It's a really nice thing to have.
There, all of these types of dowsing tools are mentioned and described in this dowsing bibliography, but there's a book that's in the bibliography called Dowsing Devices, and that's the book you want. And it's just a little pamphlet. It will give you every kind of dowsing device. Really an amazing book.
So versatile.
Some people in the old days, they would take a dowsing like a bobber, which is a rod with a weighted end, and they would actually hang the sample or witness from the end of the bobber, or have it be weighted to be the end of the bobber rather than use it in a pendulum. Yep. A lot of different ways people douse.
So versatile. Versatile.
Well, let's get to our talk for the day. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about silent secrets for troubling times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to introduce topic in two parts. First, what are troubling times? And the next, what are silent secrets? So I think that we all know what troubling times we're talking about here. For those listening to the show in the far future, we're talking about the second Trump administration, which has contained a lot of troubling events recently, including the firing of great swaths of government workers, which has then had kickdowns to state government workers, also to charitable groups or nonprofit organizations that rely on government grants. Fire departments are closing down, businesses are shutting down that relied upon being near to the fire department so that the firemen came for lunch. In other words, it's a trickle-down effect of poverty and fear that is spreading very rapidly. And Trump is meanwhile blowharding tariffs, no tariff, bombing people. He's really making life very difficult right now. So that's the troubling times we're referring to. If you are listening to this in a blessed time of peace, congratulations. But if you ever want to know how we deal with troubled times and how we get through it with magic and spirituality, this is a sort of a reference point. It's not as troubled as the run-up to World War II, but it's a whole hell of a lot more troubled than some things we've seen recently.
Yes.
All right. So that's what we mean by troubling times. What we mean by silent secrets, and I think this is going to be the real topic here, how do we, as witches, sorcerers, conjure doctors, root workers, and people who work from the metaphysical side of life, how do we pass along information to one another and live the best lives we can in troubling times and open the way for the return of good times? So that's the question. Excellent. And I'm going to turn this over to John.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's start at ground zero. You know, our president, there's two things we have to understand about him. He has been diagnosed by experts as a narcissist, a malignant narcissist. And narcissists always attract enablers. So there's a large segment, I'm not going to say about it, a large segment of his followers who are enablers. They cheer him on, they defend him. And these, a lot of the people that we're dealing with, they are enablers. They defend him, just like in abusive relationships. We talk to clients like this all the time who tell us these stories. and they defend their abuser. They'll say, well, he's complicated. He loves me in his own way. He'll get better. And it's always in the future. So that's what we're seeing with many of the followers. And then there are the people who got permission to misbehave based on his erratic behavior. Also, this is a game show host who craves the spotlight and attention. And his primary drive is to have his name and his face in the media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in order to do this, since the media requires escalation, he has to escalate his outrageous behavior or the news media will lose interest in him. If he does the same thing each time with the same level of intensity, they're just going to say, oh, you know, there's Trump, you know, doing the same thing. The same, you know, the monkey at the zoo does the same trick. You just get tired of it, right? So if you understand these two things about him, you'll understand why he's doing these crazy things, right? And of course, the people in the White House on the right, to the right, there is every one of them, just about, they're his enablers. So he has no interest in being the president, no interest in politicians. I think the first time he was elected, I don't even know if he wanted to be elected. He was growing his brand. Mm-hmm. He was growing his brand. So we're not looking at someone who wants to change the world. We're not. We're looking at somebody who's promoting his brand, being in the news, promoting his ego. And if he can make a dollar on it, fine. You know, I'm not even sure he cares about money. Money is a way to promote his ego. Like a gambling addict doesn't care about winning the jackpot. The more money the gambling addict has, the more he can feed his addiction. Trump is an addict. He's an attention addict. His ego drives him to do these things. So how long can it last? Right. So we have to keep this in mind. We have to keep this in mind. He's in an abusive relationship with us. Mm-hmm. So how do we free ourselves from it? Well, we can't change a person. You know, we can't change these external factors, but we can change how we react to them. And so what are our strategies? I'm going to talk about internal strategies, and Ms. Kat can talk about external, and Conjurman can talk about, we haven't discussed with Conjurman, but I'm sure he's got things to talk about too. My approach to this is we have to stay calm. And if we rise to the constant provocation of anger, anxiety, fear, and grief, we can't make rational decisions. You cannot make a rational decision in a state of anger, etc. No one, the saying, Asanga or Nagarjuna, one of those guys said, no amount of stirring will ever clear up a muddy puddle. So we cannot act out of stirred up emotions. So we first of all have to control our reactions. The social medias, the legacy medias and everything is stirring us up. And if we react in panic, if we project into the future that World War III, the downfall of society, civil war, etc., which I really don't think is going to happen, then we're going to also project into the future our personal fears, and we all have them. So we can't do that. We just can't. My take on this would be to use techniques that go back thousands and thousands of years. If you find yourself reading news stories obsessively, trying to see the state of the world, don't do that. Just don't do that because it changes daily. We do have the government layoffs. We do have these other things, but we also have agents of order trying to undo it. We now know that many of the people who were laid off got their jobs back. We know that many of these unconstitutional executive orders have been reversed. We do know that many of these terrible things that he just went in and started, these executive orders he started throwing out like a monkey flinging his dung against the wall, have been reversed. So he's like a child pitching a tantrum. And we do have judges and politicians and other people who are reversing it and resisting it. So we have to have faith that the system is self-correcting. That's the way it was designed. The system is self-correcting. And there were historical forces at work here that are bigger than Republican versus Democrat. It's bigger than that. And when I hear people having it, well, the Democrat, the other day there were two old guys that, like, I'm not, but, well, what the Democrats did wrong. And if it is reduced to something that simple, you understand that people having that discussion don't understand the logical context of what's happening here. And it takes, okay, how long did it take Rome to fall? 4,000 years?
Or 400 years. It depends on when you start counting.
It depends on when you start counting. And you know what? How many Caesars did Rome have? Caesars mm-hmm. never affected. It wasn't the Caesars that caused Rome to fall. It was, mm-hmm. That's a topic of a 7,000 year lecture, but.
I'm just going to jump in here. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of thought that we are seeing the downfall of the United States, but other things are happening. Balkan Diviner in the chat said even worse things are happening in Eastern Europe. Yeah. I could tell you about my friends in England who are fit to be tied. Things are not going well in the UK. And Conjurman and I talk about this almost every week. We have our little check-in, right, Conjurman?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We talk about it. So what we have here is probably pretty much agreement with most of the people who are listening to this show. If they've checked out and left already, okay, they're on another track. But mm-hmm. what we're looking at is here, how do we deal with the emotional fragments that we're wading through like shattered glass, our dreams of what we had, a job we wanted, and or a place we wanted to live, and now suddenly there's racism all around us, there's hatred of gay and trans people all around us. They are abolishing what they call DEI, which also ultimately leads to them abolishing the Department of Education. You know, we've waited a long time to have a black female head of the United States Mint. Well, she's, quote, taking early retirement. There's these things that we've worked hard for to be able to say, here we are. And because of people like her, we had our first, Liberty coin, which had a black woman on it as Liberty. That was the very first time we had a coin like that. One of her last little things is to do a Harriet Tubman coin, but she's out, and we don't even know if they'll even do the Harriet Tubman coins. So it affects us at every level, whether it's skin color, whether it's seeing, religious prejudice, swastikas all over, Jewish synagogues. Mm-hmm. It's really horrible. Everyone is suffering. And not only that, people are losing their jobs. Trump runs ahead, lays off the entire Department of Education, and then some judge says, well, that's not legal, or no, you can't deport the entire Venezuelan immigrant population of America by using the Alien Enemies Act of 1780, whatever, six, I think. But he pushes, they push back. It's just, we're living in a state of tension. So having said that, let's talk about, one more thing. Hmm. Let me just touch base with a Conjurman, Uranus and Taurus. Can I just say it one more time? Okay.
Yeah, I mean we're living in some astrologically funky times.
Yeah, we Conjurman and I went through this when Uranus entered Taurus and predicted it all, and it's all happening. But, which is not to say that we're so grandiose astrologers, but it was pretty bad, and we got it right. And yes, some of Trump's actions are being ruled as illegal, but that just means they're going to be kicked up to the Supreme Court. And he has the Supreme Court in his pocket. We don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. One final thing I want to say before we go on to what we do. I'm speaking here as a reader. I read for people, and I've noticed starting really during the campaign time before the election that I was getting more and more frightened people calling after the election, it went off the charts. People who have actually lost their jobs, their entire nonprofit has been had to close its doors because the federal grant didn't come in, and so forth and so on. People wanting to know if they should move to another country. People calling me about their astrological charts and saying, well, you know, I noticed that if I were to move to this part of Canada, it would be on a really good line for me, my Jupiter line or whatever it might be. Should I move to Canada? And there are people who want to move to Europe, and there are people who want to go into more or less deep hiding in Appalachia or the Ozarks or, you know, somewhere in the middle of Oklahoma where they won't be found or have to deal with the government. Some of them are right-wing preppers trying to establish a sort of a Second Amendment kingdom, and some of them are left-wing preppers who want to just bow out of the controversy. There are also still a lot of old hippies who went through this whole same trauma during the Vietnam War and figured out how to go live in the countryside. So to not be part of the angry masses, as it were. So think about what your options are. We're going to talk about, we know what your problems are. I mean, there's no, Conjurman, you've been dealing with this too. We've talked about it, that your clients are coming up with problems, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can, there, you know, I've said this before, but if, you know, future academics want to get a real glimpse of what's going on in a time period, they should look at the books of readers. If you look at the books of readers, if you look at what clients they're dealing with, if you look at, you know, what conditions that are coming up, you can see a very clear indication of things like anxiety around the recession, anxiety around jobs, finances, people losing jobs. You know, you'll see sort of shifts. And, you know, I do this. I ask readers, I go, so what's going on and what type of clients are you getting? Because I think it's a really good indicator. You can see a specific drop off where people used to ask about, should I go for this new job? Should I change professions? Should I change industries? Should I change careers? And then suddenly it going from, am I going to still have a job? Am I going to be able to afford the place that I'm currently living in? So that you can see the anxiety really fit in that regard. So you can recognize that there's a collective anxiety, a collective fear. The question is, what do you do with that? Whether it is, how do you counsel people who are coming to you looking for counsel, or what do you do yourself? I do want to say that I slightly different from John St. Germain. I don't have as much faith in the system. I'm slightly more pessimistic in that regards because, you know, I study historical trends and whatnot, and their various systems and institutions rarely work out. But what I do believe in is people. People band together in the worst of times, and people have overcome even worse times than we are currently living in. So what have they done in the past? One thing that I always tell clients is twofold. One, develop a spiritual practice. That is an actual practice of helping people. Now, that can be done professionally. That can be done for your friends and family. That can be done for your neighbors. But develop a system. If, for example, you know that you live in an area where you have ICE raids or people who are going to be targeting immigrants, what better thing for you to do than to get yourself some protection powder or law keep away powder and sprinkle that around the neighborhood? Working to keep the neighborhood safe, spiritually working to intervene to ensure that your neighbor that is undocumented or whatever doesn't face the brutality of the state. If you live in a neighborhood that you know, and you know, it can be spiritual, it can be practical. If you live in a neighborhood that you know struggles with things like groceries, what about building a collective pantry or building a neighborhood farm, right, that has some fruits and some vegetables? Maybe not something massive, but something that, you know, someone needs an onion, they can come and grab that onion. If nothing else, you can say silent prayers or prayers from places of confidence. The best prayer for you to be reciting right now should be Psalm 109. Right? It's a good psalm. You should be praying this psalm. You should be praying, let his days be few and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Say it with confidence, with prayer, with strength. If you cannot get involved politically, The Psalms are one way that you can get involved at the political level. So work at the local, develop a practice of service, whether that is practical service of getting involved in your communities or spiritual service, laying down protection, laying down works in order to keep people safe, and develop a prayerful practice that calls for justice against the oppressor.
I'm going to jump in here too, because what I see in here is three different ways that we have to work. One is social networks and, like you said, food banks and things like that. Also, collective gardening, anything like that that can help people economically and also help them legally. The second is the spiritual path, and Psalms 109 is the perfect psalm, of course. I love that. Mm-hmm. And the third is magical protection and uplift for the people. And so those are the three things, social, spiritual, magical. They go together. And we need to talk about, less possibly on this show, about the social, although I would be glad to recommend anyone get some Banty chickens, okay? Just do it, okay? And figure that out. But spiritual prayer groups. So one of the things that we are associated with is the Crystal Silence League. And John is the voice of the Crystal Silence League and has put out hundreds of shows of the Crystal Silence League Hour. So, John, I want to ask you,
yes,
spiritually, what would you do as far as spiritual work for protection of your neighborhood, protection of your community, protection of the vulnerable, and also to give strength and courage, clarity, and calmness to those around you?
That's a lot of topics to cover.
well, give me a shot at it.
All right, I'll do what I can. Well, Claude Conlon taught silent influence, of course. So, you know, during the first administration, I proposed a whole bunch of people get together with crystal balls and simultaneously project silent influences of certain key figures to influence their actions. And this is a great idea. And if I ever start the Crystal Silence League Hour again, I would consider starting something like that where hundreds of people, or at least the 12 who listened to my show regularly, would get crystal balls and we would aim it at specific targets, and with silent influences attempt to influence their decisions. I believe, and you know, we had the prayer circles in Crystal Silence League, and I believe that the power of unified prayer and intention can influence.
The CSL is still in existence, although
the CSL is in existence.
Yeah, even though you haven't done any radio shows or videos or whatever recently, the Crystal Silence League is still there, and it's at crystalsilenceleague.org or .com.
You can post
and you can post your prayers there. It is active, and there are a lot of people posting. One thing I've noticed is that, of course, most people post to the Crystal Silence League with, you know, my boyfriend left me and, you know, that kind of thing. But there are a number of people posting about job situations and about their tenant-landlord situations. And again, this has to do with social issues and money. If you go to the Crystal Silence League, take a moment to go there and please go and pray for somebody who needs help.
Yes.
And if you see any spam, just hit the report button and the report will come back to us. Spam posts. But certainly going to the Crystal Silence League is a good first step to make yourself feel like you have some energy to share with others. Just as in the social realm, you might, you know, raise a few chickens and share a few eggs or have some extra tomatoes. Those are social and financial things you can do. But the Crystal Silence League allows you to pray for others. And you can also post your prayers and others will pray for you.
Oh, yes.
And it's a very important thing. I would love to see you do occasional shows again, John, because you're so good at it and the shows are popular. And they have a certain audience that is not, you know, it's not like a people who do breakdowns of popular TV shows and have millions of listeners. But the Crystal Silence League has always had, we could call it a devout following. So I want to just, for those of you unfamiliar with that part of John's life, it's really something good.
It was a very important part of my life. I really looked forward to reading the prayers out loud. And I felt it. I would hear from people, and they said it really turned things around for them. And and I said it wasn't me, it wasn't I that did it. It was Spirit and the combined prayers of the dedicants to the Crystal Silence League. I said, don't thank me, thank Spirit and thank the prayers. But I do believe that dedicated thought in that direction would help. But even more than that, sending love to people in need and taking action. It's one thing. It is one thing to project good intention, but we do have to take action. We have to have good intention followed by action. Thought leads to action. So for that, we have to get out, right? And I'm afraid that many of us are so isolated, especially after COVID, that we don't really get out and see what's going on in the world. And if we can connect physically in groups, look at what's going on and see if we can just fix small parts of it or just alleviate suffering. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult to do this if you're isolated in your own misery. When you're isolated in your misery, it's hard to reach out. It very much and think about other people. Mostly what you're focused on is your own misery, and it's hard for you to think about other people and their condition. So if you can elevate yourself above your own misery and your own problems, Saint Francis was very big on this, about helping others and you forget about your own problems. And if we can just elevate ourselves a little bit above our own situation, our own unhappiness, our own stress, etc., and help others, you find just even sharing your unhappiness or your stress with a group of other like-minded people, that your suffering and your misery seems to not matter that much. And this is the basis of 12-step meeting. You all say, well, these are people like me. And by sharing the misery, they're sharing the problem or sharing the stress. You build a group. And from that group, it radiates outward.
So let's get back to some practical ideas. The Secrets of the Crystal Silence League is a book that was written by Claude Alexander Conlon, and it was edited by Deacon Millett and me, and it contains lessons in how to receive joy, how to send mastery and power, how to send healing, and so forth. I recommend everybody have that book, Secrets of the Crystal Silence League. There's also a book that John wrote called Crystal Magic, and I hope the URL gets posted here. And Crystal Magic deals with the use of crystals in spell casting and in personal mastery. It also deals with the same things that Claude Conlon talked about in Secrets of the Crystal Silence League. So these two books will help you using the crystal magic of Claude Conlon to focus your attention. There are also herbs and roots that are used. And I'd like to quickly just make a little brush through with some of these. So we talked earlier, Conjurman brought up law keep away. And we have a problem right now because the courts have been packed. We can't rely on the judges the way we used to. So court case products still exist, and they're in the page called Hoodoo at a Glance. You can search for court case herbs, court case roots, and of course the primary one is Little John to Chew, otherwise known as court case root. But with the judges so, what can I say, so corrupt at this particular moment, the problem now is
compromised.
Yeah, they're compromised. Thank you. That's a very good way. I will not recommend court case to the extent that I used to. I now recommend, as Conjurman said, law keep away. In other words, stay out of their headlights. Okay. So, but you can use law keep away spiritual supplies There's an oil, there's powders, there's incense. And one of the ways that Conjurman mentioned is to sprinkle it around your neighborhood. I'm going to mention something else, which is if you have a neighborhood and you have a map, you can do the equivalent of map dowsing. It's map spells. So map dowsing is when you take a pendulum and take it over a topographical or road map of an area, and you look for points of interest that then you would go out in the field and douse. Map spell work is the inverse of that. You take a map of your area and you can douse to see where the problems will be, or you just take and make the law keep away powder, whatever, going all around the area that you wish to protect. I recommend that you also physically drive that area. If it's going to be defined by roads, you want to drive it. You can throw some powder out physically, but also then you will have a track in your mind knowing the area, so you could sit at home. You don't have to drive it every day. You just sprinkle that powder around it, burn a candle in the middle, and say, you know, may the Lord's protection be on Western Sonoma County, or whatever it is you want to protect. You know, may the people who are hardworking but undocumented find helpers and saviors and protectors among the populace and not be deported. May the gay and trans people find friends and family to help them and not be harassed or bullied. May the Black and Jewish people of this community, who are two notable minorities in this area, not be harassed or bullied. May they not have their lands be vandalized or trespassed in any way. And that kind of work is very important. And the reason I use law keep away, the final piece of it, of course you would use, I'm sorry, I should have said protection plus law keep away. The reason I would say law keep away is do not let ICE come in here. Do not let Trump-pumped law enforcement come in here and hurt people. So now I put this on a map and I'm burning a candle. So that is very important. Drive the area first physically so that you know the area and you can close your eyes and retrace your steps. Mm-hmm. So Conjurman, do you have a spell that you might use for the work that we're talking about?
Yeah, I do. I want to say that there, one, you should develop some type of prayerful practice. One of the things we're talking about, silent secrets here, is the idea of how to navigate these problems emotionally as well. Develop a regular prayer practice that is dedicate one day or an hour. It can be a planetary hour. It can be astrological. It could be significant. It could be, you know, when the hour hands of the hour clock go up, whichever time it is symbolically significant for you, dedicated towards sort of disconnecting from the news, which is designed to overwhelm you, and to focus on, you know, shoring up your spirit, on being strong and resolute and resilient, because you can then become the support for the rest of the community. Once you have that place of strength, you can then start practicing the various techniques that we're going to give you to help your community. We're living in a moment of deep anti-Blackness, anti-trans, deep homophobia, anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim bigotry, anti-immigrant bigotry, deep misogyny. Women's rights are being curtailed left and right. And so be mindful of that, that those are the sort of communities that you're going to work and support. One way that you can do this is write out Psalm 91 in its total, and then take bay leaves for each one of the communities that you want to protect. So you will write down, I want to protect the local Jewish community. I want to protect the local Black community. I want to protect the local immigrant community. I want to protect the local Muslim community. I want to protect the women in this area. You're going to write on each one of those bay leaves. You're then going to take this Psalm 91, put it in an envelope with each one of these bay leaves. And you can have as many as you want. You could have 10, 15 into this envelope. You're going to sprinkle just a pinch of protection powder and you're going to seal this up. Now take it to a tree in the neighborhood. Trees are incredibly powerful guardian spirits that have historically always been called upon in moments of deep tribulation because their roots run incredibly deep and they have survived you know, human calamity after human calamity. So find a very powerful tree within your community. You are then going to dig a hole and bury that petition protective packet in the tree, asking the tree to keep it safe. Pour holy water over it and feed the tree, and keep feeding that tree once a week. Once a week, go back to the tree, place your hand upon it, say, tree, I call out to you to keep protecting these people in the community, to keep them safe from the harm, keep them safe from trolls, keep them safe from the wicked, keep them safe from the eyes of the law, and so on and so forth, and then feed it again some holy water. Once a week, you build that connection, and so long as the tree remains, it will protect and spread its leaves over the rest of the community.
That's really good. I'm going to say I love that one. And some of the spiritual supplies that you might use would be protection, guardian angel, Saint Michael, and depending on what the saint or deity that community often petitions, you might add that a particular saint or deity. Up in the chat, Papa Newt put out something which was really great, and I want to carry this into the vocalizations here. Papa Newt said, if you happen to have public transportation in your city and take it, and you can fix your shoes each time you head out to catch the bus, train, or whatever method of public transportation that is available. So what he's talking about here, what you could use an oil or a powder, but many people will use an oil on their on the sole of the shoe. And say, wherever I walk, let peace be spread, and put some peace water on. Or say, wherever I walk, let protection be spread. Wherever I walk, may St. Francis protect the wild animals. Wherever I walk, may St. Martin de Porres protect the feral animals, the strays on the street. This is a really good way of working. And it also helps if you have any business to do, for instance, now that they've closing down the telephone connection to Social Security, and now they're asking us all to go in directly into the physical offices, put some of that strength and courage oil, like Crucible of Courage, and some pay me oil, right, on your shoes, and walk in there. But as you walk, say, may all who need the help of Social Security be paid, be protected, be strong, be courageous. Okay?
John, what are some ways that you would work to protect a community, keep it safe, or what are some silent secrets you have?
Yes. Well, we were talking about my work with crystals. There are crystals that are believed to impart invisibility, deflect the gaze of your enemies, and have people overlook you. Heliotrope has been believed since medieval times to impart invisibility on individuals, and not only magical invisibility, but invisibility from your enemies. They will just overlook you. They'll miss you. And we also have moonstone and a very interesting crystal called ulexite. And if you've ever seen slabs of ulexite, they're called television crystals. You can lay them on print, and the print will rise to the surface of that crystal. This can deflect the gaze of your enemies. So I would have people carry these on their person and even put them in areas that they would like to deflect the attention of those with malicious intent. None of these crystals are expensive. Ulexite, moonstone, heliotrope, that's bloodstone. These are not expensive. You can buy them in bulk, and you could carry them in bags, I suppose, put them in your pockets, put them around the neighborhood. If you feel that there's danger that ICE or the police or the law, I would tell the crystals your intention, because crystals, you know, remember things. They'll follow your directions. And occasionally you might want to shake them out. Again, taking them to a tree and shaking them to the tree. You don't have to, as I say, cleanse the stones. We used to call them discharge stones as often as many people think. But if you do, put them in a bowl of salt, and that's mm-hmm. what you need to do.
I have to just put in a really good word for ulexite. I grew up in California. I live in California still. Mm-hmm. Most of the ulexite in the world comes from California. And it is, people can say, what is it? It's an ore of boron, and you can make borax from it. But ulexite is so interesting because, unlike other stones, as far as, it's not like a repelling stone. It simply displaces the image. You can go look it up online. The image that's shown is moved kind of up and to the left, depending on where you can make it go down to the right? And they don't see you. Ulexite is a fantastic stone. Thanks for mentioning it.
Yep. Glad to do it.
There's also a few herbs that are used for invisibility. We mentioned bay leaf. It's good for protection, and particularly protection through invisibility. There's another one, agrimony. Agrimony is used to repel and throw back curses. However, we don't always know that we're being cursed. We might be being cursed as a community. You know, you so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. So agrimony is good to have an emojo to carry with you, just in case you run into those random Karens who have nothing but bad words to say about you and your community. Agrimony will send it back to them. And another one that protects your money is alkanet. So if you are in a job that might be cut, you might want to carry a little alkanet with you for job protection. Okay? And how about you, Conjurman?
Yeah, take some blue bottles, smoke them in law, keep away incense, and hang them from a tree. Blue bottle spell that is adapted to keep the law away will ensure that you keep ice away from a property. And if one of those bottles falls and cracks, you know that something wicked is coming your way. So you can adapt this, which was traditionally used to keep evil away, to keep spells away, to keep witches away. You can adapt this to keep ice away. You can adapt this to keep the wicked away. You can adapt this to keep mobs away. So incense it in the appropriate incense. You can use protection incense. You can use law keep away, and then hang the blue bottles from trees.
That's a really good one. Yeah, but blue bottles are part of the whole anti-evil eye repertoire. And so that's a whole thing. Adapting it to be used against those who would want to investigate you. That's very, very good. I would also then say one of the books that you might like to read is a book called Terrors of the Evil Eye Exposed. This book covers centuries worth of repelling evil, not just specific evil or jealousy, but just evil in general, and very, very useful book. Anybody else? I can go on.
How much time do we have?
You look at your rundown.
Plenty done.
Okay.
Look at your rundown, John. Keep a clock going. That's what we do. All right.
I'm new to this. So.
Yeah. But we're going to get you up to speed. For me, another thing that I want to do is to always be sending out positive reinforcement to those who need it. And so if you know, again, I'm going back to the social area first, if you know anybody who's, say, a YouTuber who puts out nice satirical songs, poking holes in the illogic of these nasty bastards, give their stream a like, subscribe, and give them a little thumbs up and a little bit of encouragement. But also remember them in your prayers. Those people need support because they're laying themselves out on the line, making themselves public. This also goes for some of those young political commentators who have just been dumped into this thing and are trying to get their feet and understand what's going on around them. Forgive them their a lack of historical knowledge, give them a thumbs up and a subscribe, but also remember them in your prayers. And if they happen to be both gay and politically left, give them extra special prayers. And if they happen to be old hippie school teachers who can sing and play guitar, give them some prayers too. So these are people who are our allies, and we can call their names, you know, when we pray at night. We say, you know, God bless, you know, God bless Mom and Dad and Sally and Eddie, and God bless Bruce W. Nelson, and God bless Luke Beasley. You just call out their names. It's a very human way to send blessings to them.
If you give any type of clothing to charity, wash the clothing in some blessed black bath crystals first. You can just add a couple bit and then give it into your local thrift shop where people are going to pick that up. It's a way of spreading blessings, particularly in a time where more and more people will be going to thrift shops and Goodwill and whatnot and needing a little bit of help. So you'll both practically be helping someone by giving them a warm winter coat, but also spreading the blessings as well.
That's a real good way to work. And remember, if the clothing is going to be laundered or something, it'll still have a little bit of aura around it. You can also do something that I like to do when you're giving away clothing is to take a thread and bless and dress this one thread and then weave the thread in invisibly someplace. It'll never be found, maybe inside the pocket or whatever, and just let it be part of the garment now. And it can be a color-coded thread. It'll never be seen if it's in part of the pocket. And so these are the ways to work with color magic as well.
I wonder if the third pentacle of Jupiter would be useful against law. And remember the idea of drawing it on your window and invisible, invisible like rain keep away. I wonder if that would be useful against
I think that's
pirates like eyes.
Yeah, that seems to be very good. And always remember to extend your protection insofar as the people who listen to this show tend to be strong people. Extend your protection. One thing we call these silent secrets. Don't talk about it too much to others other than those who are part of your circle.
My dad said, don't tell anybody anything that you're doing. Don't tell anybody what you have or what you can do. He came back from World War II and he had bullet holes in him and I never knew what they were from. He never talked about the war.
So doing this, I mean, I'm going out here. The three of us are going out here, Nude and Nagashiva. Now we're all known. All five of us are known. But we are old hands at this. We are not people who are relying on a government grant at this time. We are not people who are in a particularly fearful position. We've fought this fight before. But some of the young among us are completely freaked out, and they need to have that strength. Bring them into your circle a little bit at a time. Make sure your circles are intergenerational. This is real important for doing mass change. I know that, Conjurman, you know what I'm talking about. Trying to don't be exclusive, in other words. And that goes both ways. If you're a younger person listening to this, you go, I don't care what those old Vietnam War, I marched and got tear gas, people have to say, they don't know what it's really like. Oh, yeah, they do. And you might want to invite them to talk just the same way that when I was young and was in the anti-Vietnam War movement, I made friends with people who had marched in the Bonus Army during the Depression. And if you don't know what the Bonus Army is, you ought to look it up because history has a way of repeating itself. And these were World War One vets whose veteran benefits were denied to them.
Oh, my goodness. I've got a crease on my skull to this day that you can see, especially since I'm bald from a policeman's bludgeon. And I've got scars on my outer forearm. What's that? The radius. Both of them. You know what that's from, right?
What?
Defensive. You go
down. Defensive. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Down in the defensive position when they come in you when you're doing protests. I've got scars on both of them.
Yeah. If it comes to protests, I just have one more thing to say because it might. Never go alone. Watch for people dressed in all black. They are not your friends. Not your friends. Watch for people whose banners are more radical than yours. Stay away from them. They are probably agents provocateurs.
And the fourth pentacle of the moon is really good if you're going to a protest.
Four tentacles of the moon. Okay.
People who are too friendly and too interested in you.
Wow. Okay. We told what we know. These are the secrets.
Support for this programming is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics. The first psychic line ran entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted rootworker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go and take our client, today's client. And our today's client is actually coming from the chat. This is Alexander in Romania. Alexander, are you there?
Okay, I'm losing.
Oh, it looks like he's just muted, but that's all right. Okay. And it looks like what they wrote is, I just want to know if a steady job is at the horizon for me. Turn back to you, Miss Kat.
What a show to come on and ask that question.
Perfect.
I'm telling you things. This is really, really difficult question. All right, I'm going to ask Conjurman to do the first reading because I have just recently read for Alexander in a private reading. So, Conjurman, can you do this reading?
I can, yes. In as my usual fashion, I've constructed a geomantic chart, and I'm just going to read the judge. But of course, in geomancy, there's a lot more to it. There's the right witness, the left witness, a variety of different houses that can be explored, but we don't have the time to go into all of that, so I'll read the judge.
Let me just interrupt, because I know you're not looking at the chat. He's apparently live right now. Are you there, Alexander?
Yes, can you hear me?
Ah, there he is.
Yeah,
he is. We'd like to know what sign of the zodiac you are.
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. Okay, so no wonder he's asking about steady work. Okay, so Conjurman, if you have any other questions, you can take it away or just read for him.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm in Capricorn's ruler right now. Saturn is going through a very mutable sign right now, so it's there. And it's going to get rougher, so just bear that in mind astrologically. So what I've done is I've pulled up a geomantic chart to take a look and see what the outcome is for will Alexander find steady work? And the very obvious answer is actually just yes. We have Acquisitio, which is the figure of gain and achievement and success. It's actually a coin purse that is opened up so that coins can come in. It is an indication of earning. It is an indication of wealth, and it is an indication of money coming your way. It is generally associated with Jupiter and is associated with wealth and it's associated with success, but there is sometimes a delay in which it appears. So timing here is going to play a big role. And in fact, I would probably encourage you to do some type of astrological reading with an astrologer at some point, just to take a look at what your year ahead looks like. You could do like a yearly forecast, just to be mindful of like what is actually going to happen time-wise, because there may be a bump in the road first before this steady work comes your way, before this money comes your way. There may be a sort of divot, and I want you to be able to time that divot, know when it's coming, mitigate it with some root work, and this cat can give you some work that'll help along those lines, and then start to draw in the wealth. The good news is that you are actually going to get the job. Now, Acquisitio does have a connection with travel, so it may involve you having to either commute or travel a little bit, or there's some component of motion associated with this job. So be mindful of that. Maybe it's the next city over, you're working remote or something along those lines, but there is some notion of motion here or distance that is connected with it. But overall, it is positive, and it does give us an indication that you will have the success you're looking for. You will find steady work. You will have money drawn for you. So overall, quite good. There's just some little tweaking that needs to be done along the way. Be mindful of the timing, when there's going to be this little bump in the road, and then, of course, be mindful of motion Is there going to be a need to find work outside of your area or do this work remote? Just be mindful of that. With that, I'm going to turn this over to John St. Germain, who's going to do your next reading. Then Miss Kat is going to give you some root work advice.
Oh, gosh, Conjurman, thanks. That was really good. Well, I'm reading with what was once called the Dollar Tree deck. You bought this at the Dollar Tree for a dollar, and it was designed by two friends of mine, D. John Hilford and John Stetson. So it's a very interesting little deck, very charming. I'm going to tell you the Ace of Wands, the Magician, the King of Wands, the Moon, and the Emperor. And, Alexander, I think the last job you had, I think, was it was not a good fit. I think here was your potential. You glimpsed your true potential, but power there was misused. It was greatly misused. The Magician is here, but that wasn't you. There was the power was misused, and basically your position that you should have had was taken by somebody. Usurped that, and that would have really put you in an impossible situation. So going ahead, I think there is a decision that you're going to have to make. Are you going to do it the old way, or are you going to take a new way? And I think there's going to be a new direction for you where you can express your creativity. I think you were suppressed there. So there, I think the battle against the tide, there was no way to win that. Now, a lot of things are not quite as they seem. Where you're looking at now, you might need guidance in this choice. And I think secrets from where you used to be will be revealed that will make things make sense for you. The old ways just won't work. You might have to disregard strict rules, kind of go through the side door to get where you need. But I think you'll find new confidence. I think what you're going to find is you forge forward new confidence. And you understand that you'll find a new sense of drive here. I think you'll find a noble cause that will give you wings. You'll find your place. And once you find your place, heaven and earth will be behind you and elevate you. You'll have a new understanding, I think, of other people. And this insight will give you the sense of direction you need to be. And the people you need to help you will just kind of appear. Heaven and earth will be behind you. I guess that's all I've really got to say. Do you have a question?
For the moment, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
Well, I hope that made some sense to you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good.
Okay. So I'm going to do a bit of a look through into spell work that you can do. So we're running a little ahead here, and so I'm going to take a little extra time to ask some questions. Do you do candle work?
No, I haven't done. Not it for now.
No, you don't do candles. I don't want to give you spell work that you would never do. Have you ever done any kind of magical work with prayer?
With prayer, sometimes, a long time ago.
Sometimes a long time ago. So are you willing to do some kind of spell work that might involve, say, writing things on paper and carrying them?
Sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it's something that you would do and would feel comfortable with. So a next question I have then is, do you carry a phone that has a case around it, or do you carry a wallet, or both, or either?
Both.
Both. Okay, well, we'll use the wallet then, because the wallet is associated with money. Some people don't carry a wallet anymore. They just carry a cell phone with a case that has credit cards in it, and then I can adapt the spell to work that way. Mm-hmm. We'll go on the idea that you have a wallet. All right. In your country, Romania, there is a kind of money. What is the name of the money that you have?
L-E-I.
L-E-I. Mm-hmm. And how do you say it again?
Lei.
Lei. Oh, like a Hawaiian lei. Okay. How wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. Does it come in a denomination of one? Are there fives? Are there tens? What are there?
Yeah.
Okay. When you think about this money, and you see, I'm shooting blind here because I don't know anything about your country. It's all theoretical to me. Is a one lei, well, let me put it this way. What is the good price for an hour's worth of work? How many lei would you get for an hour? And a good job?
I guess like 20, 25 lei.
20. Something like that. And is there a bill that's like a 20?
Yes, we have.
Okay, that's the one you want. You want to use 1 hour's worth of wages. Here in America, 20 used to be a good one. Nowadays, people say, I won't do any work for less than 50. We don't have anything between a 20 and a 50. I still use 20s. I hire myself out cheap. So you're going to take a 20 lei piece of currency, and you're going to use that to as a piece of paper on which to write your prayer and desire. So you can do this if you have a religion. You could do it with a piece of scripture, for instance, about, you can just look up any scripture that seems to you that you would like that has to do with labor or work. You can certainly find these in your language, and there will be many, many web pages that will give you some idea of a job getting thing. There's a couple of them that I like, but I don't want to impose them on you. If you're not a Jew or a Christian, you could find some other. There are Muslim surahs, there are Hindu mantras. What you want is something that will direct you toward the job. And if nothing else, then write it in your own language. So you would say, to the universe, to the God you worship, whoever it is, you can say, dear universe, please bring me, or you could say, dear collective unconscious, or whatever it is you address, dear whatever, dear Lord, please bring me a job that will pay me at least 20 lei per hour. And you're writing this on this 20 lei piece, right? I will work where I live. I will work remotely, or if given an opportunity, I will move to where the work is, even to another country. Now, I added this not because I think Romania is so bad, but I've talked with you before, and I think at one point you were kind of thinking about trying to get to another country that was a little less authoritarian. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So
most likely I'll have to go abroad.
Yes, of course. I understand that. And that won't be true for everybody. So then, but you say, I'm willing to go abroad for this work. Then the second part of this is, Lord or universe or goddess Ishtar or whoever you're addressing yourself to, send me allies, friends, and companions of the way. If they cannot help me directly, let them be a signpost to someone who can help me. So you're asking for help among friends to get you help, to get you more help. And now you close with a vow. So your vow will be whatever you want it to be. People might say, if I can find a home to live in, I will give this $20 to a homeless shelter. Now, in our country, money can be written on and kind of marked up. It's still valid legal tender. Don't know if that's true in Romania, but in U.S., you can do pretty much anything to the money, and people will still have to accept it as legal tender. They can turn it in, and it'll be destroyed, but it still is legal tender. So you say, I will give this to someone else who needs a job. Now, for instance, I know you speak English. And so one of the things you might say, I will give this to another Romanian who is learning English in search of a better job. So that would be a good vow to give. But you're going to, that is a conditional note. It's like a contract you've made with God. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
I could tell you, you could add herbs. And believe me, there are herbs you could use. I could tell you to add powders, but you're in Romania. And so I'm just going to say that this is a simple spell that you can do, and it'll work for you. I would like you to, when you make this, put it in front of you and pray over it. You can lay your hands on it, and you can light a little candle, just a tea light or a very small candle, a birthday candle. But I want you, I know you don't do candle magic. You don't have to have special oils. You could use olive oil or holy oil. But just light the candle. And I want you to light this candle, put that that money in front of it, put your hands over it, and then say, may my prayer be heard by many. May my light be seen by many. May I find an open road to lead me forward out of this place to where my job is and my happy life. You can then take the candle and put it on a windowsill. This is why I say use a small candle. And just put it in the windowsill and let it burn until it goes out. The symbolism is that those from far away will see that light shining in your window and they will seek you out. Now, every time you, oh, and you're going to put that, then put the 20 lei piece in your wallet. Mm-hmm. Every time you use your wallet, go through it, touch it and say, you know, may I find my job? Just repeat it. It becomes a mantra. If you find that you get a job, then you want to turn that 20 lei piece in to someone else who can use it. Some kid who needs school books or whatever, needs a new backpack for school, wants to learn English. Yeah, for charity, but to a specific person is what I'm hoping it would be. Mm-hmm. And say, this got me out. Here, you try it and get where you're going to go. I would recommend, from the social point of view, that you make a job as portable as possible, because you may have to start working remotely, but eventually it's like you've created a link or a rope to the other place, and they will pull you out, and they will, you know, and you pray for that. May this remote job I have lead to me getting to Switzerland or wherever it's going to be. I also recommend that anyone listening to this show, if you can afford to hire somebody who is in a difficult nation, do it. And if you can hire someone who's in a difficult state in the United States, do it. If people need our help, we need to be able to help them. All right, that's my idea. Is there anything that, John, that you want to add to this?
Yeah, I think I can, Miss Kat. Alexander, if you could maybe carry in a small bag, get an Osha root, Samson snake root, and John the Conqueror root. With Osha root, you carry it for luck and protection, and you can dress it with luck oil. And the Samson snake root is good for drawing respect and admiration. And you can dress that with road opener oil, and the John the Conqueror root can help you with confidence and assurance and success, and dress it with John the Conqueror oil. This might help you when you meet people, apply for jobs, talk to them, even if it's online. This combination, this make a little root bag, and perhaps that would.
What was the oil for the first root, the
Osha root? Luck oil.
Okay.
Any of the luck oil.
Okay, great. All right. All right. Well, that's it. And we're going to go on to the next portion of our reality here.
LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication. Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication. Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication. Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, online at luckymojo.com.
And here's some more details about the upcoming YouTube upload schedule, and do watch for new uploads daily. Today, we have last week's Rootwork Hour, which was on reversing spells. Monday, we will have The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, Episode 6, The Wheel of the Year, Ostara. And Tuesday, on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, we'll be uploading an episode from February 27th of 2022, creating a wonderful space for rootwork and readings. Wednesday, on the Crystal Silence League, Episode 23, The Four Branches of Crystallomancy, Silent Influence, Parts 2 of 3, 7, Tepper, sorry. Thursday, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron. We have episode 107 being uploaded, and that is The Community Harvest, What We Sow and Reap. Friday, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, episode from September 8th, 2024, Are You Crossed? Saturday, the Crystal Science League, episode 24, The Four Branches, Traction and Induction, part 3 of 7. And then next week on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, live with Angela Marie Horner as the guest on Magic in the Workplace. Now it's time for a free spell segment with John St. Germain of johnstgermain.com in Knoxville, Tennessee. Take it away, John.
Oh, thank you, good announcer. Okay, this is something you can do that I think will really help. At the end of the day, you sit quietly, and this is a great practice to do just before bedtime. If you one of these people that sit there in your head and your brain is going nee, 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 with all the worries and anxieties you have, you sit quietly and smile for a count of 10. This is important. Smile. You breathe steadily. And now as you take a deep breath, you say, I breathe in happiness and calm. Then you breathe out and say, I breathe out stress and unhappiness. And you remember to maintain the smile. Smiling in itself activates brain chemicals and other processes and endorphins that create a relaxation response. So you keep doing it. I breathe in happiness. I breathe out stress and unhappiness. I guarantee you, if you just do this before you go to bed for 5 minutes, you will sleep better. I personally guarantee it. If you don't call me up and, you know, I'll talk to you until you go to sleep. And believe me, my hypno voice will make you go to sleep. Believe me. So you continue this practice daily until you've learned to maintain a steady state of calm. When you feel anxiety arise, you just go, I breathe in happiness. I breathe out stress. And you will automatically learn to control this feeling. Once you've learned to do this, to maintain a steady state of calm, you can begin to practice projecting peace and calm for the whole world. As you breathe in infinite love, peace, and calm, and as you breathe out, I send this love to every one of you living creatures in the world. In Buddhism, we say every suffering sentient being. I send love and peace to every suffering sentient being. Now, you can take this to the next level by practicing this with a crystal, as Claude Conlon taught us. You hold a clear pink or reddish crystal ball in your hands, and as you breathe in, you draw the pure white light of universal love into that ball. You just imagine it and picture it coming into that ball. You go, and as you breathe out, you send that to all the world. You draw it in. You just imagine it. I draw in all the white light of love into this ball. And as you breathe out, I project it to all of you in this universe. I love you all. And this is how we do silent projection in the Crystal Silence League. And here's another one. If you can get 2 rose quartz crystal wands, this is very good. You point the wands toward yourself and you say, I breathe in all the white light of love that the universe will give me. And you do this several times. And the wands, of course, draw this in toward yourself. Then you reverse the wand so the points are going outward. And you say, and now I give all that love to every sentient creature in the world. And then you project it out through the wands. This is a practice I started doing about a year ago with the crystal wands. Oh my goodness, you wouldn't believe how good it feels. But that's the one for the day. I hope you like it.
That's really, really wonderful. I'm going to put a little wrinkle on this. You know me, I got my own wrinkles. So when we think of breathing in, we usually think of breathing in through the nose and then breathing out through the nose. But I studied with a lady who did a lot of projection. And she said, if you hold a crystal ball, this would be a palm ball, between your two hands, cupped in your hands, you breathe in through your nose and move the crystal ball just slightly up toward you, and then you breathe out, and the breath goes across the ball and across your hands, and you open your fingers out.
Yes, that's a very good way. Yes.
And so you're actually, it's almost like blowing a dandelion head
yes.
into the world. So that's a little wrinkle care of Leominda Undandian.
Yes. Okay. We talk about this in our crystal books, ways to hold the ball and ways to project and
hold crystal wands as well.
I don't think we work with crystal wands in the crystal book in Crystal Magic Volume 2. I intend to discuss work with crystal wands and crystal grids.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, but there are many of these ways of working, and even a small thing like a small marble-sized crystal will work for this. Don't be thinking you have to own that, you know, giant crystal ball that you
bigger
saw in the metaphysical shop.
Bigger is not better.
That's right. All right, we get Papa Newt.
Thank you, Miss Kat and Conjure Man, and thank you, John St. Germain of johnstgermain.com in Knoxville, Tennessee, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers will be Angela Marie Horner of lotusravenconjure.com in Santa Rosa, California, bringing us a tutorial on magic in the workplace. Once again, we come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjure Man at conjuremanconsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt, joining you from papanewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week via YouTube live stream at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available at YouTube at youtube.com/LuckyMojoCurioCo. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Papa Newt. Thank you, Reverend John St. Germain, and thank you, Conjurman. I have a couple of little announcements to make before we close out. Number one is, this stream is live. When the show ends, it will go away, and it will reappear next week, approximately at 9 o'clock in the morning, if we wake up on time, in full video form. So don't think it disappeared. This is a new program. I will only announce this once. They are live, they go away, they come back next week. Okay? Love you all.
Good.
I just don't want... Oh, announcement number two. If you have topics you want us to present, please post those topics. You can post them in the comments to any of the shows because I read all the comments. Please subscribe, please like, and all of that. But we would like ideas for shows that make y'all happy, whatever it is you want. Sometimes we rely on our guests to bring us topics, and sometimes we think, oh my gosh, we haven't talked about this, that, and the other in 5 years. So if there's something that you need to know about, it doesn't matter if we've done a show 5 years ago, ask again. We'll do another show on that topic.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.